At first glance, the timpani position can seem like one of the most standardized assignments in the orchestra. The drums are round, the heads are stretched over bowls. Tension is adjusted by rods, a pedal, a crank, or a hand mechanism. The player strikes the head with mallets. From a distance, one set of timpani looks much like another. That visual similarity is misleading. A player moving from one set of drums to another notices differences immediately. The attack may speak sooner or later. The tone may bloom, thin out, darken or brighten. The pitch may seem centered or unstable. The roll may feel supported or resistant. The pedal may glide, chatter, or fight back. And the same mallet may seem elegant on one drum and crude on another. Even within one brand, two drums of the same size can differ if their heads, bearing edges, collars, clearing, suspension, or maintenance histories differ. The first step toward a better answer is to move beyond the simplistic question, what does this brand sound like? A more useful question is, how does this particular system distribute energy among attack, pitch-bearing modes, transient noise, sustain, damping, and radiation? Once that question is asked, the differences among timpani become less mysterious and more teachable. Here, the singular word timpano refers to one drum and timpani to the instrument family or a set. The distinction matters because much of the tone question occurs at the level of the individual drum. One 29-inch timpano may be magnificent in the middle of its range, but less persuasive near either extreme, while the neighboring 26-inch drum from the same set may behave very differently.